Part 1.
You hear a conversation between a car insurance agent and customer. Listen carefully and answer the questions 1 to 6.
Hello. Nice to meet you. My name is Mary Fox. I am a car insurance marketing manager here. What can I do for you, sir?
Oh, hello. I'm interested in buying some car insurance.
Great. I'll show you a brochure then. What's your name, sir?
Tom Jones. Just call me Tom. Easy to remember, isn't it?
And your current address in the UK, Tom?
It's Flat 1, Woodhouse, Wolf Crescent.
Wolf Crescent. Is that in the Surrey Quay area of East London?
Yes.
And what's your daytime phone number, please?
My office number is 020 7788 1212.
And could I ask you what you do for a living?
I'm a cafe manager.
OK. So can you tell me the engine size of your car, please, Tom?
It has a 2.0-litre engine.
Thank you. And the model name?
It's a Humax Dalton.
Could you spell the model name, please?
Yes. D-A-L-T-T-O-N.
Oh, yes. Thanks. And when was it launched?
It would have been in 2000, I think.
Lovely. Right. I presume you've had a previous insurer recently?
Yes.
Right. We need to know the name of the car insurance company you were with before.
Certainly. It was North Pole Safe.
Thank you. And have you made any insurance claims within the last 3 years?
Yes. 3 cases in 2005.
And what was your problem?
It was a broken window.
That's fine, Mr. Jones. Everything sounds fine so far.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at the questions 7 to 10. Now, listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
And will you include any other drivers on the insurance?
Yes, just one woman.
And her name?
Jenny Orion.
Could you spell her full name, please?
Jenny Orion. That's J-E-N-N-Y-O-R-I-O-N.
OK, thank you. And what relationship is she to you?
She is my business partner.
And what will you be using the car for?
Well, mainly for business use.
Business use? Will you be using it for delivery?
Yes, always.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
And finally, when would you like to begin the insurance?
I need it from the 1st of February.
Right. Could I check the tick box on the computer now?
Yes, go ahead.
And that comes out at £700 per year.
Well, it's quite a bit higher than I've been paying until now. But it's just about okay.
Great. How would you like to pay? Cash or card, sir?
I'll use a credit card.
Certainly, sir.
Part 1.
You hear a conversation between a car insurance agent and customer. Listen carefully and answer the questions 1 to 6.
Hello. Nice to meet you. My name is Mary Fox. I am a car insurance marketing manager here. What can I do for you, sir?
Oh, hello. I'm interested in buying some car insurance.
Great. I'll show you a brochure then. What's your name, sir?
Tom Jones. Just call me Tom. Easy to remember, isn't it?
And your current address in the UK, Tom?
It's Flat 1, Woodhouse, Wolf Crescent.
Wolf Crescent. Is that in the Surrey Quay area of East London?
Yes.
And what's your daytime phone number, please?
My office number is 020-7788-1212.
And could I ask you what you do for a living?
I'm a cafe manager.
OK. So can you tell me the engine size of your car, please, Tom?
It has a 2.0-litre engine.
Thank you. And the model name?
It's a Humax Dalton.
Could you spell the model name, please?
Yes. Dalton.
Oh, yes. Thanks. And when was it launched?
It would have been in 2000, I think.
Lovely. Right. I presume you've had a previous insurer recently?
Yes.
Right. We need to know the name of the car insurance company you were with before.
Certainly. It was North Pole Safe.
Thank you. And have you made any insurance claims within the last 3 years?
Yes. 3 cases in 2005.
And what was your problem?
It was a broken window.
That's fine, Mr. Jones. Everything sounds fine so far.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at the questions 7 to 10. Now, listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
And will you include any other drivers on the insurance?
Yes, just one woman.
And her name?
Jenny Orion.
Could you spell her full name, please?
Jenny Orion. That's JENNYORION.
OK, thank you. And what relationship is she to you?
She is my business partner.
And what will you be using the car for?
Well, mainly for business use.
Business use? Will you be using it for delivery?
Yes, always.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
And finally, when would you like to begin the insurance?
I need it from the 1st of February.
Right. Could I check the tick box on the computer now?
Yes, go ahead.
And that comes out at £700 per year.
Well, it's quite a bit higher than I've been paying until now. But it's just about okay.
Great. How would you like to pay? Cash or card, sir?
I'll use a credit card.
Certainly, sir.
That is the end of part one. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part one. Part two.
You will hear a guide talking to a group of visitors about a national park.
First, look at questions 11 to 15.
Welcome to Byron National Park. I am Jim Carson, your tour guide for the trip. First, I'd like to give you some basic information about the park. Covering 7,000 acres of land and spanning across three states, Byron National Park was established to protect the area's most spectacular scenic values. With unique geological features, natural history, and native plant and animal life, it is an ideal destination for recreation as well as research purposes. The park has a breathtaking waterfall connecting the longest river in the country, but it is most renowned for having the largest subtropical rainforest worldwide. There are many layers of tall, medium, and low vegetation growing with seasonal variations in the park. It is a place where the air seems green. Ardent hikers can find an awesome array of options here. Apart from the dense green rainforest, tourists can also hike along the mountain trail. Despite the stunning view, taking photos is not advised on the way up, I'm afraid, as one might get distracted and the narrow trail by the sheer cliff is quite dangerous. When you reach the top of the mountain, there is nothing better than having a picnic under the trees with your family. Accompanied mostly by wildlife, walkers as well as cyclists may find the bush track a good choice for having a tranquil time to themselves. As your tour guide, I suggest that only expert hikers take the creek circuit, because its beautiful and inspiring scenery through the subtropical jungle is paralleled by its physical challenges. A list of transport is available within the park. Bicycles are a popular choice, as it is the most flexible way to get around. Electric trams are temporarily closed for maintenance. Boat trips down the river are an ideal way to spend a tranquil afternoon. Rest assured that transport within the park is covered in the bill. Extreme sports is another highlight of the park. There are, for adventurous grown-ups, especially those who are comfortable with having a racing heart, scary as it may sound, it is actually safe to participate in extreme sports under strict instructions and close supervision. Abseiling is available regardless of the weather. It is a fun way to overcome fear of heights, gain new skills, and get an adrenaline rush. Bungee jumping and paragliding are also available, except for during the summer. At this point, you might worry about meals here. Well, even though there is only one restaurant in the park at the moment, the variety of dishes is astonishing. There are two meals included in the price. Just get your meal ticket at the reception before dining. Also, there is no need to make reservations or worry about availability, since there are plenty of tables.
Part 2.
You will hear a guide talking to a group of visitors about a national park.
First, look at questions 11 to 15.
Welcome to Byron National Park. I am Jim Carson, your tour guide for the trip. First, I'd like to give you some basic information about the park. Covering 7,000 acres of land and spanning across three states, Byron National Park was established to protect the area's most spectacular scenic values. With unique geological features, natural history, and native plant and animal life, it is an ideal destination for recreation as well as research purposes. The park has a breathtaking waterfall connecting the longest river in the country, but it is most renowned for having the largest subtropical rainforest worldwide. There are many layers of tall, medium, and low vegetation growing with seasonal variations in the park. It is a place where the air seems green. Ardent hikers can find an awesome array of options here. Apart from the dense green rainforest, tourists can also hike along the mountain trail. Despite the stunning view, taking photos is not advised on the way up, I'm afraid, as one might get distracted, and the narrow trail by the sheer cliff is quite dangerous. When you reach the top of the mountain, there is nothing better than having a picnic under the trees with your family. Accompanied mostly by wildlife, walkers as well as cyclists may find the bush track a good choice for having a tranquil time to themselves. As your tour guide, I suggest that only expert hikers take the creek circuit, because its beautiful and inspiring scenery through the subtropical jungle is paralleled by its physical challenges. A list of transport is available within the park. Bicycles are a popular choice, as it is the most flexible way to get around. Electric trams are temporarily closed for maintenance. Boat trips down the river are an ideal way to spend a tranquil afternoon. Rest assured that transport within the park is covered in the bill. Extreme sports is another highlight of the park. There are, for adventurous grown-ups, especially those who are comfortable with having a racing heart, scary as it may sound, it is actually safe to participate in extreme sports under strict instructions and close supervision. Abseiling is available regardless of the weather. It is a fun way to overcome fear of heights, gain new skills, and get an adrenaline rush. Bungee jumping and paragliding are also available, except for during the summer. At this point, you might worry about meals here. Well, even though there is only one restaurant in the park at the moment, the variety of dishes is astonishing. There are two meals included in the price. Just get your meal ticket at the reception before dining. Also, there is no need to make reservations or worry about availability, since there are plenty of tables.
Part 3.
Now look at questions 16 to 20.
Now, if I can just show on this wall map here where they all are, you might like to go and have a look round. If you come into the main university entrance, at the first junction, you'll find that Brown Hall is on the corner opposite the theatre. So you're nice and near the station here, though I think it can get a bit noisy with traffic. The same applies to Blake Residence, which is directly facing the junction to the university entrance. These halls are often used by medical students and such like, as they're out all day, so don't notice the noise. Anyway, if you then walk along Campus Road towards the main circle, you'll see the library on the corner, and Queen's Building is just past that as you head north. You will find that it is quieter here, and you may get fewer visitors. By the way, the circle is quite a feature of the campus, as it's set into the hills and has a brand new sports center in the middle. It's worth going to look around it. Now, the Parkway Flats are on the opposite corner to the library, facing the circle, as you head towards the main buildings. The main buildings are only about a 5-minute walk from here, and places in these halls go quickly, so my advice is to reserve your place as soon as possible. Then, Temple Rise is inside the circle, next to the sports center, but further from the main university buildings. Now, if you'd like to go off and physically look...
Part 3.
Now look at questions 16 to 20.
Now, if I can just show on this wall map here where they all are, you might like to go and have a look round. If you come into the main university entrance, at the first junction, you'll find that Brown Hall is on the corner opposite the theatre. So you're nice and near the station here, though I think it can get a bit noisy with traffic. The same applies to Blake Residence, which is directly facing the junction to the university entrance. These halls are often used by medical students and such like, as they're out all day, so don't notice the noise. Anyway, if you then walk along Campus Road towards the main circle, you'll see the library on the corner, and Queen's Building is just past that as you head north. You will find that it is quieter here, and you may get fewer visitors. By the way, the circle is quite a feature of the campus, as it's set into the hills and has a brand new sports center in the middle. It's worth going to look around it. Now, the Parkway Flats are on the opposite corner to the library, facing the circle, as you head towards the main buildings. The main buildings are only about a 5-minute walk from here, and places in these halls go quickly, so my advice is to reserve your place as soon as possible. Then, Temple Rise is inside the circle, next to the sports center, but further from the main university buildings. Now, if you'd like to go off and physically...